You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is from the book of Jonah. It's the whole of the third chapter of Jonah. It's not a long chapter, just 10 verses. But I won't have time to read the whole thing in this recording, so please do read it before or after you listen to this. I want to talk a bit about the context of Jonah chapter 3, which I find very interesting, because today in our passage, we see the positive side of Jonah. We see him obeying God and preaching repentance to the people of Nineveh. But right before this, when God asks him to preach to Nineveh, he disobeys God and he runs away and he goes as far as possible from Nineveh. He runs away from God's will for his life. And then after this, after the people of Nineveh repent, Jonah is angry with God for not destroying Nineveh. So here we see the positive side of Jonah, and in the rest of the book we see a more balanced perspective on him. Jonah is a really good book. It was always my go-to book when I was younger. It's short, it's exciting, it's full of action. If you haven't read it yet, I really would recommend you do. In today's passage, God, for the second time, tells Jonah to preach to the Ninevites. Jonah does, and contrary to Jonah's expectations, the people do repent, and then God forgives them. And I think there's a few different things we can learn from this passage. First of all, we can learn to be like God. God gives Jonah a second chance, but by giving Jonah a second chance, he also gives the Ninevites a chance to repent. We learn that God is a determined God. He's determined to do what he wants to do, even when we don't make it easy for him. Even when it didn't work the first time, God persisted. In his love for the people of Nineveh, he persisted. And as we try to love others, let's persist in our love for others. When it gets tough to love someone, let's push through and continue to love them just as God persists and continues to love us. The second thing we can learn about God is that he loves all people, not just Jews. Even in the time of the Old Testament, he didn't just love the Jews. He loved all people, and today's passage is an example of his love for the Ninevites. God's love is going to be taken even further. God's love for non-Jews is going to be taken even further when Jesus dies and rises. He dies and rises not just for his own people, the Jews, but also for non-Jews or for Gentiles. Gentiles is what the Jews called non-Jews. Personally, since I'm not a Jew, I'm really grateful that God expanded his people to include Gentiles, because otherwise I wouldn't be included. Secondly, we can learn from Jonah, who, although he didn't do it in the most cheerful way, he did end up obeying God. When obeying God gets hard for us, and when we fail the first time and God gives us a second chance to obey, let's take that chance. Better late than never. Finally, we can learn from the Ninevites. When they were presented with a choice between life and death, they chose life. They repented. They fasted. They put on sackcloth. And their fasting caused God to save them from destruction. As we fast during these hard times, let's pray for God's purposes to be accomplished, but let's also pray for his mercy on the world. Let's pray that God would look upon our fasting and shorten the pandemic and lessen the suffering being experienced around the world. And let's do this in confidence. Let's fast and pray in confidence, knowing that God is our Father and that he loves us and that he wants the best for us.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.